Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. Here in episode one, we're going to talk about student loans and the importance of paying them off.
Today, we're going to talk about student loans. And joining me today is Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Okay, and Catherine's very nervous today. Okay, she did. I was talking to her just before we started rolling, and she was a little nervous about talking about the reality of her student loan.
Anytime I have to face that, the real number of the grand total, I get a little, my heart races.
I guess my question to you is, back when you were making your choice to go to school, and you're investing in yourself, which is the greatest investment of all time, you didn't think so much about the big number.
That's correct.
Why?
I guess at the time it was more just getting the diploma. And also I didn't really think one of my loans was accruing interest while I was in school. So I wasn't thinking of that number in addition to the loan amount I was taking out. So I guess, the statements I was getting at the time, they were never the grand total. They were, you know, one loan was this amount and this loan was another amount. And it wasn't until graduation that I ever really had the hard fact of the grand total.
We were talking a little bit before we started rolling about how it makes you feel. You said it almost shuts you down. Tell me about that.
It's such a large number for me that it's kind of unbearable sometimes. And I think it's not only the number, and it's not so much the monthly payment, but it's the amount of years that it's going to take me to fully pay it off. So that I'll be paying this off into my 50s, which is just incredible to me.
When you think about it, or you have to write the check, do you do it automatically? Does it come right out of your account?
No, I didn't set it up that way because I always try to pay $100 more each month, and some months I pay $200 more, and it just depends on what else is going on financially for me that month. So I like to have that ability. But I know that if I have it automatically set up and I do that for a certain amount of years, then I can get, I think that there's some sort of bonus where I get like a point off in interest or something in the long run if I set it up. But I just like to have that freedom of that flexibility.
And you never miss a payment.
No.
Hey, joining us on the phone also is Jordan Amon. He's a certified public accountant from New Jersey. Hey, Jordan.
Hi, how are you?
So we're talking a little bit about Catherine. You know, I think what's interesting that a lot of people feel, and I know I do too, with having student loans is the fact that it just feels so overwhelming. The number is, you know, for me, I have over $50,000 out on student loans. And it is the thought of having to deal with that, and I've got kids and a house and I'm trying to pay off other things, and the thought of actually taking that on and knocking it down just seems like it's practically impossible. And I'm sure you probably run across this with a lot of the people you work with, Jordan.
I actually run across it in my own monthly checkbook every month. You know, like you guys, I have student loans myself, and the solace to that is that I'm aware that my earning potential currently and in the future is greatly enhanced by having my diploma and having these loans. And you know, Catherine sounds like she's off to a great start. She's got it part of her monthly process and is paying extra down each month, which can really, you know, really bring the total time it takes and the total balance down over time. And I think that's terrific. Unfortunately, with the cost of education these days, it is a big number. And the only thing that we can do is keep paying it diligently and remember when it's our turn to save for college to do it early and often.
Now, I've been told that student debt is good debt in a way because the interest is so low. So in terms of paying off that and my other bills, what should be more of a priority? Should I continue to make even larger payments on my student loans? Or because there's this whole concept of student loans being good loans or good debt, and I don't really know what that means.
Well, they're considered good debt for two reasons. Number one, they were used to acquire something valuable, which is your college diploma. So lenders look at it differently than they do consumer debt, which is credit card debt. The second factor is that depending on your personal situation, student loan interest may be deductible for income tax purposes. So my recommendation would be to always pay off the higher interest rate first, which is generally going to be your credit cards, which are the amounts that sort of build up and kind of spiral out of control. while your student loans are usually a fixed payment that you make every month, and you're not adding to the balance any. So if you had to, if you have that $100 a month extra and you needed to know where to put it, I'd probably err on the side of the higher interest rate credit card than I would the student loan.
So always pay the credit card bills off first.
Generally speaking, the highest interest rate, yes.
When you look at the options for paying it off, you said that some months you pay more, some months you pay less. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that stop you from paying more?
Back sort of in November and December, I certainly was paying, the minimum and then a little sum, but not as much as, say, I would over the summer because I was the holidays, so I was buying gifts and sort of just being more social, going out more and all of that. So I didn't have sort of the leftover money that I have other times because it was going towards other things.
Well, you have leftover money?
Yeah, like $25. Yeah. No, but and also sometimes, like, if I know that I'm going on vacation and I'd rather have that $100 to spend on vacation versus putting that extra little bit towards my paying off my student loans, then that's the month where it doesn't, I pay the minimum and a little more, but not the $200 extra that I sometimes do.
See, that's interesting. I don't ever add more to it, but I do have it automatically taken out. For me, I have to have it off the top. I have to budget as if I don't have the money to start with, mm-hmm. so that I know it'll just happen automatically and it can go away. But it's probably not the smart way, right, Jordan? I'd be much better off if I were adding $60 or $100 or something to my payment each month. I guess, and there are places you can go to get calculators on this stuff, right?
Well, absolutely, you can, and I'm not certain that by having it automatically withdrawn that you can't make an extra payment at the end of the month for $100 in addition. There's nothing to stop you from making two payments on something during a month. I'm sure if you contacted your lender, they'd be more than willing to accept your additional payment to pay the principal down. But I think the important thing is that you and Catherine both recognize that there's different things that work for you. You know that in order to make your payments on time and not to have a problem with debt, you need to have it automatically deducted from your account, and that's something that's a saving habit that works for you. And I think that's very important to recognize that we each have very different saving habits and techniques that work for us, and everyone recognizing and choosing their own is really one of the first steps to sound saving habits.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Feed the Pig podcast. Tune in for episode 2 next time, where we're going to talk about buying your first home. And if you're looking for more information on ways to save, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Hey, and if you have a question you want us to address, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com. That's feedthepig@gmail.com. Or even better, you can leave us a voicemail on the Feed the Pig line, which is 206-600-4655. Just dial 206-600-4655.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.